Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Indian Space Research Organization to launch country's heaviest communication satellite this evening. In United Kingdom, 10 people injured after mass stabbing on a train in Cambridgeshire. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth slams China for its military activities in South China Sea, calls for collective efforts to counter them. Bahrain's foreign minister to arrive in India today on a two-day visit. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on South Africa in summit clash at Navi Mumbai this afternoon. And now the news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch the country's heaviest communication satellite CMS-03 this evening. The launch is scheduled to take place from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, in Andhra Pradesh at 5:26 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The CMS-03 is a multi-band military communication satellite, also known as GSAT-7R, and will be launched aboard the Launch Vehicle Mark III, the country's most powerful rocket. We have a report.
The 24-hour countdown for the launch began yesterday evening at the control center at Sriharikota. Scientists are doing last-minute checks for a successful launch today. The rocket will be launched from the first launch pad at Sriharikota. LVM-3 rocket is India's heaviest launch vehicle and can carry up to 4,000 kg to space. The CMS-03 payload includes transponders for voice, data and video links over C, extended C and Q bands. The satellite will significantly boost connectivity for the Navy. It will also provide higher capacity bandwidth, thus improving digital access to remote territories. This will aid both civilian agencies and help improve strategic applications. Joy, Akashvani, reporting from Chennai.
In the United Kingdom, 10 people were injured, out of which 9 are believed to have suffered life-threatening injuries after a series of stabbings on a train in Cambridgeshire last night. The train was travelling from Doncaster in the northeast to London's King's Cross station. Armed police and a fleet of ambulances swarmed Huntingdon station in Cambridgeshire after an alarm was raised about the attack and the train was brought to a halt there. 2 people have been arrested so far. The investigation is being supported by counter-terrorism officers and police has said trains are still not running in the area. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said the appalling incident is deeply concerning and urged people to follow the advice of local authorities. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth lashed out at China for its military activities in the South China Sea. He also called for collective efforts to counter them, such as crafting a shared maritime domain awareness platform. Mr. Hegseth made the remarks during a meeting with his counterparts from the 11-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, yesterday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the ASEAN Defence Ministers' Meeting Plus. The Defence Secretary said, America does not seek conflict, but must ensure that China is not seeking to dominate. He said Beijing's actions, such as ramming and blasting water cannons at ships, baselessly claiming that there's trespassing going on, and unlawfully claiming jurisdiction over waters that are not theirs, demonstrate a lack of respect for neighbouring countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the Department of War to prepare for possible military action in Nigeria as he accused the nation of violence against Christians. In a social media post, President Trump said the United States would immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria if the country fails to act against the killings of Christians. The announcement comes after U.S. designated Nigeria as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Meanwhile, Nigeria's President Bola Ahmed Tinubu has said Nigeria remains committed to upholding religious freedom and tolerance. Russia has strongly condemned the United States for the excessive use of military force during counter-narcotics missions in the Caribbean. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova has said such actions violate both U.S. domestic and international law. The spokesperson said Russia reaffirms its support for the Venezuelan leadership in its efforts to defend national sovereignty. She added, they advocate for preserving the Latin American and Caribbean region as a zone of peace. Meanwhile, commenting on the report that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had sent a request to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for the supply of missiles, radars and aircraft, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said they are closely monitoring the situation in Venezuela. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Bahrain's Foreign Minister Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. During his visit, the Bahrain Foreign Minister will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar. It comes after Dr. Jayashankar's visit to Bahrain in December last year. During last year's visit, Dr. Jayashankar co-chaired the fourth meeting of the India-Bahrain High Joint Commission. The two sides agreed to expand the scope of bilateral cooperation in the education sector. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has said Tehran is not interested in direct negotiations with Washington, but an agreement can be reached through indirect talks. Talking to media yesterday, Mr. Araghchi, reiterating the peaceful nature of its nuclear program, said Iran's uranium enrichment cannot be stopped. He said the country has suffered major losses in nuclear facilities, both in terms of structures and equipment, but the technology remains intact. He was referring to the U.S. bombing of the three Iranian nuclear facilities of Natanz, Fordo and Isfahan on the 22nd of June. In Kenya, the death toll from a landslide triggered by heavy rains has reached 21. The landslide occurred in Marakwet East in the western part of the country yesterday. Interior Minister Kipchumba Murkomen said in a social media post that more than 30 people remained unaccounted for, while 25 others with serious injuries have been airlifted for medical treatment. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on South Africa in the summit clash at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Here is more from the world of sports in this report.
The women in blue sealed their spot in the final by defeating Australia by 5 wickets in the second semi-final clash in Navi Mumbai, while South Africa advanced to the final with a dominant 125-run victory over England in the first semi-final in Guwahati. Neither India nor South Africa ever won an ODI World Cup title, so today's winner will lift the trophy for the first time. On to men's cricket, India will take on Australia in the third T20 match of the five-match series in Hobart today. The match will begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. Australia currently leads the five-match series 1-0. Last we have from 2025 Parachuting World Cup, where India's Avni Lekhra clinched gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle standing SH1 in Dubai yesterday. She overtook Anna Besnan of Sweden to bag the title. In mixed 50-meter pistol SH1 event, India secured a double podium with gold and silver medals in the individual along with a silver in the team event. With Sayukta Yadav, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
New Zealand's Kane Williamson has announced that he will retire from the T20 international cricket with immediate effect. Williamson retires after playing 93 T20 international matches for the Black Caps and having scored more than 2,500 runs in the shortest format. The Embassy of India at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia has announced that it will host Geeta Mahotsav, a musical, tomorrow as part of the ongoing diaspora engagement event Pravasi Parichay 2025, a cultural festival showcasing India's rich heritage. Pravasi Parichay will close with Geeta Mahotsav, a musical drama set against the backdrop of the Mahabharata. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Space Research Organization to launch country's heaviest communication satellite this evening. In United Kingdom, 10 people injured after mass stabbing on a train in Cambridgeshire. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth slams China for its military activities in South China Sea, calls for collective efforts to counter them. Bahrain's foreign minister to arrive in India today on a two-day visit. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on South Africa in summit clash at Navi Mumbai this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.